This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on the three bills, namely the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, for consideration and passing. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process.
पिछले 25-30 साल में लाखों बहनें ग्रासरूट लेवल पर लीडर बन चुकी हैं। अब उनके अंदर सिर्फ यहाँ 33% का नहीं, वहाँ भी वो आपके फैसलों को प्रभावित करने वाली है। और इसलिए जो आज विरोध करेंगे उसको लंबे समय तक कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी। और इसलिए राजनीतिक समझदारी भी इसी में है कि हम ग्रासरूट लेवल पर महिलाओं की जो पॉलिटिकल लीडरशिप खड़ी हुई है उसको आपने अब कंसीडर करना पड़ेगा।
In the Rajya Sabha, election for the post of deputy chairman is scheduled in the house. Union Minister J.P. Nadda will move the motion that the nominated member Harivansh be chosen as the deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha. The motion will be seconded by BJP MP S. Pangan Koniak. Besides the motions to be moved by Union Minister Nirmala Sitaraman and Jayant Chaudhary, BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Nitin Naveen and JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha are also listed in the business of the House, proposing the name of Mr. Harivansh for Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this year marks the beginning of his 100th birth anniversary and it is an occasion to reaffirm the nation's commitment to realizing his vision of a prosperous and just India. The Prime Minister said Chandrasekhar remained as a mass leader with courage, conviction and a deep commitment to democratic values. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron are set to host a virtual meeting of world leaders to discuss efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and secure vital shipping routes. More from our correspondent.
Leaders from around 40 countries are expected to participate in the summit, focusing on supporting the fragile ceasefire involving Iran and ensuring safe passage through the key maritime corridor. The summit will also deliberate on supporting the work of the International Maritime Organization to enhance the safety of vessels and crew navigating the region. Discussions will include plans to establish an international mission aimed at reopening the strait. The proposed initiative would be strictly defensive in nature and involve a combined military effort to be deployed once conditions permit. Starmer is scheduled to arrive in Paris today to co-host the meeting with Macron. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is also expected to attend the summit. Ashish Abraham for Akashvani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium that could be used to build nuclear weapons. Trump told reporters at White House that both countries are close to a peace deal. Trump said that the U.S. and Iran are going through a successful negotiation and there is a very good chance they are going to make a deal. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 196 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 21 balls to spare. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.